Welcome to the Lyricast Snippet, episode number 2. Thanks for sticking around. It means the first episode wasn't the worst thing in the world. I hear the intro was a bit long. I hear I tend to speak a little fast. I'm going to work on that. So my thought for this lesson, it's not much of a thought. It's just kind of a funny story. I'm going to tell you about the first project I ever worked on, or the first real paid project I worked on. Trust me, to say I was in over my head is about the understatement of the century. Now, the irony is, what I was building back then, and this was over a decade ago, what I was building was a subscription site, very much like Lyricast. But here's the thing. Services like Stripe didn't exist yet, and then further, I didn't know what a framework like Laravel was. That didn't exist, or CodeIgniter didn't exist. And then if we want to keep going, SSL, I don't know what that was. I hadn't done any of this stuff before. But still, I decided, yeah, the first real app I need to make needs to accept credit cards. So yeah, that was especially a smart move on my part. I'm lucky I'm not in jail, to be frank. And you know, if I think about it, my naivete back then, where I just didn't know what I was doing or how dangerous it was, might have been, in some ways, my greatest weapon, at least when it comes to learning. Because if I had known just a little bit more, I would have known that under no circumstances whatsoever should I have taken on a project like that, especially something where people are paying me. Oh my goodness, even now I almost get chills thinking about how dangerous it was. Okay, check this out. So people would sign up, and every single month, right, you need to rebuild their card. Well, how was I doing that? How was I accomplishing that? How was I coding that if I just said I didn't know what the hell I was doing? And the answer is, I was doing it in the worst possible way. Okay, you know what I was doing? I didn't even really understand databases yet. So when somebody would sign up, I would email myself just whatever the user typed in the form, including their credit card number. No, if we're not going to encrypt it, who needs to do that? I don't even know what encryption was at that point. I would then take that and transfer it to a paper spreadsheet, and then on that paper, I would write their renewal date. So now, it's time to charge them again, so what would I do? Of course, the natural thing is, I would pick up a phone, call into my credit card provider. I would bill the card that had submitted to my server unencrypted, emailed to myself unencrypted, and then written down on a sheet of paper. That's where I would get the number, and I would charge them for $20 or $5, whatever it happened to be at the time. So when I think back on that, oh my gosh, guys, if you have any clue how dangerous all of that was and how much trouble I could have gotten into if this had lasted a little bit longer. Luckily, like most things, the product did not last more than about 4 months. And really, maybe that site shutting down was the best thing that ever happened to me. But if we're looking for an upside, here's the upside. It forced me to work on things that were way beyond my pay grade. And I don't know about you, but I found that the points in my career when I have really advanced the most is when I am on the edge, when I am on the cliff, where I am trying to figure things out that I don't understand. Have you ever had that feeling where you just can't understand something? You can't grasp a particular concept and you get so mad at yourself. And at least for me, I sometimes have a tendency to be a little obsessive. So I would find myself at 4 a.m. looking at this computer. I would have a massive screen headache just trying to figure out how to get this thing to work. And as frustrating as it was, the truth, if I look back, is that those were the times when I was learning more than ever. So yeah, that's the thought of the day, the most dangerous product I ever built, hopefully the most dangerous thing I will ever build in the future. As terrible as it was actually good for me.